Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel Movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles, and use their pile of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 84 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And we have a great show this week, a big show. We've got Comic-Con news. We've got new Hasbro figures in stores, and the reason you may not care. We've got Spider-Man at a walk. But before we get to any of that, I wanted to follow up to last week's show. Last week, we reviewed the Diamond Select Storm and Nightcrawler figures. And I got down in the photo studio, and I talked about setting up a Danger Room diorama. I'm like, well, I gotta do that now, because Barrett needs pictures for the Enhanced Podcast. And so I broke out my Gambit and my Colossus, and I set them all up, and oh my god, was it awesome. First of all, I have to give that Gambit figure some serious props. We've never done a full review of the Gambit Diamond Select figure. He's a little bit older, but I had picked him up at a con, and this figure is like Hot Toys awesome. He's got interchangeable hands. He's got all kinds of powered up card accessories. He could be throwing up to 6 cards or hold one in his hand burning. The sculpting of the face, the paint app. This thing is like, it has sprung off the TV of my 1990s X-Men cartoon series and has now become my favorite Diamond Select figure. And I went out and picked up the long-haired variant.
Wow. See, each time we talk about these, I feel like you're trying to get me to join you on the Diamond Select side.
No, I can just have the cool figure collection. You don't have to join me.
As tempting as it is, the OCD in me just won't allow me to have 2 disparate scales like that. I just wouldn't know what to do with a Gambit that's an inch taller than the Deadpool that I would stand him next to.
Why can't you just relax and let it go and just do it?
It's more a space issue than anything.
Don't you have the Diamond Select Deadpool? I mean, I would have figured you would be down for both the masked and unmasked variants on that one.
I do. That was a bad example. I do have the Diamond Select Deadpool. Maybe I should have said my Hasbro Iron Man collection. How's that?
Okay. I'm not trying to sell you on anything, but I just had to review this. And he does have some posability issues, again, because he's got a coat, and so it is kind of hard to pose the arms, but nowhere near as hard as the Storm arms. The Storm, it was kind of tricky to get her in a pose that wasn't the Vanna White having just turned a letter pose. Where she's just bent at the elbow, but shoulder is straight down. Every time I started to try to get her in an action pose, I heard... But that Gambit, oh my god, I was just so impressed with him. He became like my Facebook avatar with this close-up shot. Here's the thing, Justin, is you and I both take a lot of pictures of these action figures. And so we see a lot of details. We're paying a lot of attention to them. And with shooting some higher-end stuff, I kind of had lost my love for shooting action figures because they just don't have the detail. You take a handful of shots and that's all there is to it. So when I got Gambit down there and realized I was having as much fun shooting him as I have with a hot toy, swapping out the hands and posing him and getting some depth of field and doing a close-up and not looking at the pictures and going, well, look at that sloppy-ass paint job, which I often do, especially with Marvel Universe. I mean, you blow it up to 16 or 21 megapixels and you see the flaws the naked eye doesn't pick up. And with Gambit, I looked at it and just went, wow.
Hey, I'm not saying he's not a cool looking figure. He really is. And if I was to get Diamond Select figures beyond just the big ones and character focus, he'd be high on the list of ones to get.
Yeah, the Colossus is very cool, but I don't like him as much. He's a bigger figure, which I know you're drawn to, and he could be posed right next to your legends because I've read Astonishing X-Men and he looks about 12 feet tall in that comic. But my problem with him is paint selection. They used a real chromey paint, and before I ever took it out of the package, it had started flaking off in the joints where you can see the bare gray coming through. He has some wonderful neck articulation. You can actually jut his head forward and back as well as up and down. They found a way to get around that whole problem we have with a lot of the Hasbro figures when you move their head and it doesn't quite work right.
Yeah.
But he just has the fist hands, which, you know, he comes with this big wall that you think he's supposed to be pushing against, but he has to push with bare knuckles instead of palms. There's not a lot of accessories. You know, the big chunky figures, they cost more to make, and so they save money by including less in the way of accessories. And his spiked wall accessory, it looks okay in the Danger Room setups if you put it with other people, but it's shorter than he is. So it's like he's looking down at the wall, like, puny wall, why you bother me?
Looks like an industrial meat tenderizer.
That's a good way to do it. I almost thought it comes on this tilted thing. You could have him laying on it like he's suntanning on a bed of nails.
Yeah, it is kind of angled, isn't it? Now, does his top pop off? I've seen pictures of him online where that top is not on him. And he's got a silver upper body as well.
Yeah, it does. I couldn't believe it. That was such a cool feature that they made removable clothing for this figure.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me think it's a little bit weird is the bottom half of his shirt doesn't come off. That's just molded onto his torso.
Yeah, it's actually painted there and kind of... I'm going to leave his shirt on. Colossus doesn't have to take his clothes off to have a good time. Let him sip some cherry wine and call it a day.
Very nice. Very nice.
Also following up on something we talked about a couple weeks ago, Marjorie and I went to the superhero walk to prevent child abuse.
It was a run against child abuse. There's a group that was raising money to help fund some child abuse awareness programs, and they hosted a walk sponsored by Marvel, no less, where they had Spider-Man and Iron Man there, plus a cute carnival for the kids. They had hot dogs. Not a bad Iron Man costumer either. I mean, there were some flaws. It obviously wasn't Iron Man. The suit's not going to fit someone in person like it does with the CGI in the movies, but...
I think it looked better than the Times Square Toys R Us Iron Man, truthfully.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They had Spider-Man, who was wisecrack in Spider-Man, and he was awesome. He had the right kind of staccato cadence there going with the kids, making funny jokes, doing silly stuff. We had our dogs there, and he was saying hi to the dogs and trying to get the dogs to run.
Iron Man was kind of non-talkative, which was disappointing because Tony Stark has a mouth too. But the Spider-Man really was in character. He was doing the poses. I don't know if he was appropriate for kids, though.
Well, see, here's the thing. And we were there and met up with somebody who I know from work, and she brought her kids because they love Iron Man and Spider-Man. And she looked at me and she says, "Do you notice anything unusual about Spider-Man?" And I said, "Yeah, you too." She goes, "Well, I didn't want to sound inappropriate." And I'm like, "No, he needs to wear something to some Spanx or something to tie down his junk because
he was packing heat, huh?"
Oh my God.
He had the Burt Ward issue.
Yeah.
So what was the verdict? Do you think he was actually packing heat and just didn't cover it well enough, or do you think he was stuffing?
Oh no, it was real. You could tell very graphically the shape of what was under there.
The suit was just a little too tight. I don't know if there was underwear under there, but
there was no panty lines.
I think he was free balling. And
I could tell that what religion he was. If you get my drift.
Oh, I think we all get your drift.
Okay.
Was he at least in shape? I mean, he wasn't like a...
Oh, yeah. He wasn't muscular. He was a skinny guy.
He was right for Spider-Man. Yeah. Spider-Man shouldn't be Colossus, you know? He was agile. He was lithe.
Was he movie Spider-Man?
No, he was comic book Spider-Man, and it was... Iron Man kind of splits the differences. He has so many suits, but it was kind of movie-based.
Yeah, that looks like a pretty good representation of Spider-Man. If I was a kid, I would fall for that. Better than the ones they used to trot out when I was a kid in the 70s. Man, they had a guy who wasn't in shape at all, paint himself green and tell us it was the Hulk. That was pretty sad.
That's better than what I had. I remember this to this day. I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and at this toy store, Toys Plus, we had here, superheroes came, and there was Superman, and there was just a guy in the Superman suit, and to me, that was Superman, even though I had seen the movies. And there was Spider-Man, and of course, I was high-fiving Spider-Man. But I hid behind my mother's leg when we got to the Hulk, because I was so scared of the Hulk from the TV series. This dude was in a felt outfit that actually had a dent in one of the muscles. I can see it to this day. I don't know why I was afraid of the man in the felt green outfit.
Because you're silly.
A lot of nightmares is from our childhood revolve around Marvel. You know, we have the melted Spider-Man action figure and scarring incidents at malls and toy stores with crappily clad action heroes.
Well, the Hulk, I think even as a kid of 4 or 3, I was into horror because the Hulk scared the living out of me. So why did I have a Hulk poster in my bedroom? And I was so scared of the poster coming to life when I went to bed. I had one of those sliding door closets. The Hulk door had to be behind the other door. You know, it's the exact opposite of most kids with the closet monster, where the closet has to be completely closed. No, if that closet was closed, Hulk was coming at me. He had to be behind the other door, which had a poster of Superman on it, so Superman could protect me from the Hulk while I slept.
All of this would make great conversation with your psychotherapist. I think you might have just uncovered a few things. Oh, now that Iron Man looks pretty good though.
Yeah, back to the walk. It was really well attended. It was for a great cause. Marvel, I wasn't sure what kind of presence they'd have. I imagine they sent the costumers. The costumes look much better than local cosplay. I do not live in a heavy cosplay town. We don't have conventions here. I don't think these guys were local.
No, and they had handlers and everything. They came separately, I noticed. I don't know if you noticed, Arnie.
Yeah, they obviously are superstars, as they arrived a half hour late and held up the entire walk.
Mm-hmm.
Prima donnas.
But it obviously wasn't that competitive of a walk, as I was among one of the first to finish.
It was non-timed. It was just a, hey, let's go walk now. Actually, Spider-Man and Iron Man got everybody going and high-fived kids as they walked by. They didn't do the walk because, well, it'd be kind of far in their costumes, but they high-fived kids, and kids were having a ball and having their pictures taken with them.
Yeah, most people had strollers. We had dogs, but it was a fun time. It was a nice, muddy walk after a couple inches of rain.
So, did you get a t-shirt with the Star Trek font on it?
Yes. It's the same one that's on the website, because I actually called before we did the walk to make sure that it was a Marvel-themed shirt.
But it was a fun time for a good cause. I do encourage listeners to kind of check their area. There was not a centralized website. We had a website for our local walk that we linked to. So you'll just have to check your area to see if they're doing any there, because I'm guessing these superheroes are road tripping it. Well, now that we've finished catching up on the last couple episodes, let's talk about some brand new spanking news, because Comic-Con is coming so fast, it is breathing down my neck. It is just over a month away, and last time we talked about some Funko Comic-Con exclusives, but come on, let's face it, what we all really want to know is what the Hasbro Comic-Con exclusives are.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So what's up for My Little Pony this year?
Are you a brony, Justin?
I kind of wish I was. Every time I see a clip of that show, I'm like, that was pretty funny. I should watch that. Just never remembered to actually watch it.
Well, this year at San Diego Comic-Con, Hasbro is having DJ Pwn 3 for $49.99. It's making her debut in the Pony line. And her cutie mark, sunglasses, and unicorn horn are embellished with Swarovski crystals.
It's a crystal Whoa. Pony? I like shiny things.
Isn't that a song lyric from the 60s? Paint a crystal pony.
I don't know. I wasn't alive in the 60s, Justin.
Okay, let's quit teasing. What does Hasbro have in store for us?
Funday. Thunderbolts.
All right.
In the Marvel Legends scale, we are getting not the classic Thunderbolt lineup, but a lineup of the Thunderbolts that includes Satana, Ghost, who's translucent.
Yes, indeed.
Moonstone, Crossbones, who I know is one of your favorites. I remember that from the Cap line.
Oh, yes.
And their leader, Luke Cage.
There's some coolness going on here. You know, when I first saw this picture of the box set, like, my mind immediately thought these were 3 3/4 inch. And I wasn't all that excited. But then I slowly read a little bit more and took it in. And once I realized these were 6 inches, I got really excited for some reason. And I'm not sure why.
Marjorie had the same reaction on our first date.
But yeah, I mean, here's a set that, geez, who would have thought we were going to get, you know, any of these characters? I mean, Crossbones is big enough to get his own character. And, you know, Luke Cage, maybe not a modern Luke Cage, but, you know, he's been done in the past. But come on, Moonstone, Ghost.
And that looks like a new female buck on that Moonstone.
Yeah, quite possibly. It's hard to tell with these smaller pictures, but it looks really well painted with the gold gloves and the gold body art.
Yeah, looking at the non-packaged picture, there seems to be some sculpting and articulation on that Moonstone that I have not seen before, at least not noticed when I was looking at, like, the Valkyrie or the Black Widow bucks.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but it might be the same buck, maybe just the regular feet instead of high heels like some of these more recent ones have had. But there's a little TNA going on in this set.
Well, that's Satana, but, you know, in the article,
Judith Chambers.
Yeah, I wonder if Satana is too satanic for Comic-Con. I don't think so. I wonder if they're just doing that for this article so that they don't get all the people going, "You're selling Satan, Hasbro!" Because we're going to talk in about 5 minutes about some Monday through Friday exclusives. But yeah, she is showing some cleave.
And some belly button. I mean, it's split right down the middle there.
Okay, and here's where I have a problem. And I don't have a problem with sexy girls. That's great. Show off your boobs. But if I was fighting crime, I would want an outfit that's going to not have my boobs fall out.
But actually, she started off as a criminal, hence the name Satana.
If I am a criminal, I want to wear an outfit where my boobs don't fall out.
Or do you want to wear an outfit where the people chasing you are so distracted by your underboobs that they then trip?
Exactly.
I'm just saying that these female superhero outfits, I don't have a problem with the sexualization of them. That's fine. That's great.
It's just a practicality.
It is. I mean, I guess that I would want something more to tie everything down so I could concentrate on either fighting evil or fighting good, as the case may be. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have to, like, tape certain things in place while you're getting ready to go do crimes.
Oh, I want to put on a jumpsuit.
Throw something on and go.
Exactly. Zip it up, throw my boots on, get my stuff, and let's go. Like, I don't understand some of these with, like, high heels and stuff.
All right, but in her defense, she is half demon, so her boobs may not conform to human norms.
Very good point. Now, I mean, looking at some of these other guys, I mean, obviously they're going to be using existing bucks and stuff like that, and I don't know that this group shot that they have out there, I don't think this is one shot of the group. There might be some scaling issues going on here, but to my eye, Luke Cage's head looks a little big in this shot. Anybody else getting that sense that he's got like a big noggin sitting up there?
Yes, I see your point there.
Could just be a weird angle.
Yeah, admittedly, I didn't know it was Luke Cage to begin with.
Well, he doesn't have his popped collar and his shirt open.
Well, there's that. But his forehead, I honestly thought it was the leader. I really, from just looking at the thumbnail, I'm like, why is the leader with them? Oh, wait, that's Luke Cage. He looks like nothing so much as Egghead from the old Batman series.
Yeah, I got a Watcher vibe when I first clicked on the link.
There you go. You actually found a Marvel reference. But in the package shot, he doesn't look that big. Admittedly, half the noggin's covered up by the package, but
it's like he's one of those little tiny weightlifters that has, like, you know, the super duper thinks he's all muscular and ill proportioned because he works out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the dudes that forget leg day.
Yes.
They just work on arms and vanity muscles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of vanity muscles, though, check out Crossbones. He's nothing but arms and upper body.
With a little bitty tiny head.
He got a small head. But that looks, I mean, you can't tell with the gun in front of him, but it looks like he's mostly new parts from the original Crossbones that Hasbro came out with years ago.
That I picked up at Walmart for like $7 on clearance.
Wow, really?
Yeah. He was beat up, but he was just buried on a clearance rack back when we started the show.
Nice. That figure goes for quite a bit. And then you got Ghost, who it's hard to tell at all what we're looking at, because he's a nice white translucent plastic with some, looks like some gray paint apps on his hands and feet to kind of make him pop off the background a little bit.
If he didn't have those gray paint apps, he literally would be a ghost in the picture they've provided with the white background. You just wouldn't see him.
He looks to be a smaller buck, like maybe one of the Spider-Man type of bodies or something like that. But let's talk about price here. You're going to have to refresh my memory. Now, last year's three-pack, that X-Force pack, what did that run? I wanted to say that was like $49 or $50. Am I shy on that? Was it more than that?
It was $50.
Okay. So now with this new set, we get two extra figures, and it seems that they're about $20 a piece then. It's $89.99 for this set, and that felt just a little bit high. I mean, I'm not complaining that it's too high to buy, but it feels like maybe it's $10 overpriced.
If you get three for $50, you're paying about $17 a piece. Yeah, the price has gone up. You're now paying about $18 or $19 a piece. I see your point, but it's in line. It is not like they jumped it to $110 where you're paying considerably more. It's less than double for less than double the figures. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. It's going to make it hard to pick up one to keep packaged, I think, this time around.
That's exactly where I'm sitting, is do I need one of these to keep packaged? I kept one of those last sets packaged because it looked so good in the window box. I think that's a decision I'll be making when I'm actually in line. That's what I did last year. I was like, oh, I just need one set to open and one set to keep in a box. You get in the Comic-Con fever, don't you? You're standing there and you're in the line. You fought to get in that line when you get up there. I want it all!
Yes.
Yes, indeed. You know, this year it was looking like we weren't going to have huge boxes to carry around, but they're trying with this one. That's got to be at least 2.5-3 feet long.
I'm looking at it, and if these are 6-inch figures, and you've got three stacked, and then about an inch all around, yeah, I'd say you're looking at, I think it's under 2 feet. I really do think it's under 2 feet, but I think it's going to be very close to 2 feet.
It'll be pretty close.
Big enough to annoy, but not hella carrier of a problem.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I have to say that I played a little bit of a wild woman this week and reserved our rental car for San Diego. And I was like, oh, should I get an SUV or should I get a car? SUV or car? Because last year we had to make 2 trips from the hotel because of the helicarriers. I settled on a car this year and I'm glad.
Now that you've reserved a smaller car, you've almost guaranteed that we're going to get a huge exclusive. Marvel has let the tacos out of the truck, so to speak.
But if you're not into the Legends, if you're into Marvel Universe, we were right on our last show when we speculated that those Deadpool figures that showed up on eBay were going to be for Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to win for the best packaging ever. Hands down. Nothing is ever going to top this.
I'm still trying to figure out how that packaging works. The box looks way too skinny to fit what they're showing for the inner box there in it. You see what I'm saying there? That box that holds the taco clamshells doesn't seem like it would fit in the truck box.
Well, let's just see, Justin. I'm sure it's going to fit, right?
I bet it's sideways. I bet the truck, if you were to stand this box up, the tacos would be vertical.
Well, these pictures, while not completely revealing of everything, because they have one shot that you can see in our enhanced show here that shows all the characters that are coming with it, and then another shot that shows the packaging, the inner packaging, and the individual carded figures, which are wrapped in taco shells with a bubble inside.
They even have lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
And beef.
Yeah, there's beef.
So being the Deadpool geek that I am, I've been kind of overanalyzing these pictures since they've released them. And I noticed a few weird things about Deadpool and his bubble. It looks like he's wearing floaties on his arm or something.
I thought those were corn chips.
They look like water wings to me, if you remember those from when you were a kid.
Yep. But even more interestingly, if you look to the left of his head, it looks like there's another head in there, which I'm guessing might be Headpool.
Marvelous News did a intense zoom and has confirmed that that is Headpool.
Awesome.
So that actually means in this one box set, you're getting 7 characters. This is Kidpool, which, as we mentioned before, he doesn't look like he has any articulation, and he does look like he has green lightsabers.
Yes, indeed.
Championpool, Squirrelpool, which I can't believe we're getting a 3¾-inch.
I am super excited about Squirrelpool.
That's so awesome.
Lady Deadpool, Dogpool, Headpool, and Deadpool. And if you look at the loose picture, it looks like the water wings are removable.
Yeah, because they're definitely not shown there. And from what I can tell, this looks like the same Deadpool that we've gotten in the past and the deluxe figure in the Wolverine line. But hey, it's still a hard-to-find figure, and I'm sure any Deadpool fan will be happy to have another one laying around, even if they do have him.
Now, I am going to completely blame Ryan Penagos, Agent M on Twitter, host of This Week in Marvel podcast, director of Marvel online content. His blog name is Agent M Loves Tacos.
You think he's the impetus behind the taco truck?
I think he probably is. But that said, coolest packaging ever, and damn you, Hasbro, I'm set to just get one set of your Legends, but now I need 2 of this.
Mm-hmm. So I don't remember anything, you know, specific about a taco truck in any of the Deadpool comics that I've read in the past. I wonder if this is part of the video game tie-in.
I've been reading the recent Brian Posehn written Deadpool series. It's really good. If you haven't picked that up, it's freaking hysterical. And actually good action, too. It is what I would expect out of a Deadpool comic. And in looking into his history, he does seem to have a history with taco stands. I think I'd have to look up the exact issue. It may be from the Max series, but I do think that at some point he either slung tacos or went undercover with tacos.
Well, at any rate, it's an exciting set to be getting in just over a month.
Unbelievable. And you mentioned the Deadpool video game. Yeah, this makes perfect sense to tie into that video game. Now, I don't know if any of the Deadpool core is in the video game other than Deadpool. What I know is that game looks awesome. It's coming out this month, and it's rated M for mature. So, right there, win. I can't believe Disney owns Marvel, who put out a rated M for mature game, but I'll go with it with a smile. If it was rated T for teen, I might not have pre-ordered.
Well, I tell you what, Hasbro might not have a big old, almost $200 huge toy as an exclusive this year, but they're still getting quite a few $100 out of me this year.
Well, we don't know if we've seen all of their exclusives, do we? I mean, you think to last year, what'd they have? They had a Marvel Legends exclusive, which was the Archangel 3-pack. Then they had a figure set of Marvel Universe, which was Masters of Evil, and then they had that Helicarrier. And then if you go back a couple more years, they had the Marvel Legends Hulk pack with the Fing Fang Foom the same year they had the Galactus, the same year they had like movie Spider-Man in 3¾. I'm not gonna say there won't be a big exclusive as well.
Hey, and maybe this is the year that the orange Fing Fang Foom comes out of the woodwork.
I don't think so, because they didn't tease it at Toy Fair, and I think they should have. That said, no disrespect to anyone there. They don't seem to be the most organized in their release schedule.
Yeah, I could see something else coming out, you know, maybe a Thor tie-in or a Wolverine tie-in somehow, but
maybe Old Man Logan, hell.
Yeah, just available at the booth for $14.99. Sorry, everybody.
Now, there was another announcement of some monkey fighting action figure exclusives, not from Hasbro.
Oh, Arnie.
These kind of kick ass, don't they?
They do. This is Marvel. Kick Ass, the movie. Kick Ass 2 coming out in August. Let's not forget, written by Mark Miller, published by a Marvel imprint, a creator-owned imprint. And so the figure license is completely owned by Mark Miller, and he took it to NECA. and they did some kick-ass figures for the first movie, and they're doing kick-ass figures for the next one. But because of the name, when it comes out in stores, it won't be a kick-ass figure. They can't say kick-ass on the package.
Yeah, I only ever saw the original kick-ass figures in comic shops. I don't know if they ever hit Toys R Us or anything, so I don't know how they're going to brand it or if they just take the name off of there.
I know I saw Kick-Ass and Hit Girl Mezzets at Toys R Us.
You know, I know we've looked at those many times because they're in what I call the Isle of Misfit Toys, but I can't remember it saying Kick-Ass.
And they had keychains, but I can't remember them saying Kick-Ass.
Well, even if they can say Kick-Ass, I don't think that's the part that needs to be censored.
Well, they're censoring it because when you see these in stores, it will be KA2 on the front.
Okay, but you're getting Kick-Ass, you're getting Hit Girl, and apparently a new character, and that is the mother... now that I don't see on the shelves at Toys R Us.
Formerly known as Red Mist, he just changed his name to the Monkey Fighting.
Is that the same dude playing him too?
Yeah, McLovin.
McLovin, yeah.
Monkey Fighting.
McLovin.
So if you want the uncensored versions of these figures, and you know I do.
Yeah, but I don't get this. Is it just because they're uncensored and they say ass?
No, it's because they say Monday through Friday. I can honestly say, in all the action figures I've bought in my close to 40 years of buying toys, I have never bought a Monkey Fighting.
Not on purpose, anyway.
I've called some things Monkey Fighting. Bad toys. But I've never bought the Monday through Friday. And you can buy the set of three for $75 at NECA's booth.
That's going to be a wait and see type of thing for me. I never bought the first ones because... to me, we've talked about in the past, NECA is somewhere in between action figure and statue, you know, like an Unleashed Star Wars figure. They're most of the times pre-posed, but with like one or two points of articulation to move them around a little bit. If these were going to be articulated like a Marvel Legends, I'd have a hard time turning them down.
My thing is, Kick-Ass, the first one, is one of my all-time favorite movies. And these are legend scale. Even if they are little statues, I will happily display Kick-Ass up there with Spider-Man and Phantom X.
Well, and these are obviously Photoshop pre-production images, but it looks like there's some articulation going on, at least in the Kick-Ass figure. You can see some knees and thighs and torso, elbows, shoulders. So that one might be something I look at.
Yeah, if you look at Hit Girl, she definitely has double jointed knees.
Yeah, but then it doesn't look like there's any arm articulation, which is what makes me think they necked it. It almost looks like an actual photograph in parts, like a mix between an actual like shot of her in costume and an action figure.
The one I think that on is Monkey Fighting. If that is an actual sculpt, that is almost Hot Toys good.
Yeah, it's kind of uncanny.
But like you say, there looks like there's bendable elbows, and that's about it.
Well...
and we have another exclusive. We talked last time about all the pop vinyls that they were teasing. One has gotten out of the bag. It is a unmasked Tony Stark Iron Man pop.
He's very cute.
He popped out of the bag, huh?
He's in his Mark 42 armor, and it's a variant of number 32. These pops, great for the obsessive compulsive. They're numbered.
And they sculpted little hair on him, too, which is cool.
What's crazy is it was originally thought to be a Philippines Toy-Con exclusive. I told you, these things are going nuts. And it was from Big Bad Toy Store, but now Funko has said it will be also at San Diego Comic-Con.
Excellent. That one's cute.
Can't decide if I'm spending more at the Hasbro booth or the Funko booth.
No, but I'm coming prepared this year. I'm bringing a tape gun and broken down boxes and an empty suitcase.
Sounds like a plan.
She's not joking.
Yeah, that's where they get you, is the boxes and the packing and the shipping and the handling.
And the toys. The toys are kind of expensive.
I think this year I'm just going to buy an extra seat on the plane for my toys. Might be the cheapest way to get them home.
So that is it. San Diego is coming, and we will update you as we find out more news about other Marvel exclusives. So we're out of time, guys. These Comic-Con exclusives blew up. We didn't even have time to talk about the Wolverine figures that are showing up at Toys R Us. So, quick news flash, head to Toys R Us if you want overpriced, non-articulated Wolverine figures. We'll review them next week.
Overpriced and under-articulated, next week on Marvelicious Toys.
And don't forget to head to Marvelicious Toys' sponsor, Big Bad Toy Store. Also next week, we're going to be talking about the Avengers Assemble figure line. You can get the entire wave pre-ordered there. Preview for next week, I've pre-ordered mine from Big Bad Toy Store. And remember, when ordering, please use the link from our homepage. It helps support our show.
All that and more on next week's Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show at marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
And I wanted to do a follow-up to last week's show before we get into all the big news we have this show. Let me start that over. I hate that.
Yeah, and don't say we've got a big show coming because you say that every week.
I know. It's a joke. It's a running gag.
Okay. I'm not in on it.
Awesome. Stop licking my book, Stanley.
You ain't put him up.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go to Little House?
Everybody okay?
Yeah, he leapt through the table and took the headphones with him.
Jeez. Sounded really bad. Is that a CD cleaner kit on your shelf?
It might be, yes.
Is this 1989? What the hell?
Hey, we've got a floppy drive around here, too. Five.
Did you not notice the record album stack?
Hey, records, those are cool. You know, that's vintage and retro.
That's
with a CD cleaner?
How do you clean your CDs? With your tongue?
What are CDs?
How about your Blu-rays?
I still don't have a Blu-ray. I went all digital. I decided instead of going Blu-ray and getting all new movies, I'm going digital. And I haven't gone back.
Well, we'll have to talk about that next show. So I'm actually going to talk about Blu-rays. Every time I started to try to get her in an action pose, I heard da-da-da-da.
Now, does his top pop off? I've seen pictures of him online where that top is not on him, and he's got a silver upper body as well.
I'll be honest, I didn't try to disrobe my Colossus, but it's very possible. I'll let you know.
Get back to me on that.
You never try to disrobe your figures?
No.
First thing I always do is see if their clothes come off. Maybe that's just like the 5-year-old in me.
No, I don't know what that picture is that's going around online, but I tried and tried, and I couldn't get his clothes off. I even tried a couple drinks.
That usually works.
There, because I'm guessing these superheroes are road tripping it. Now I'm thinking they live like rock stars. They go from city to city. They have groupies.
Cruising down the interstate in their Winnebagos.
I really don't think that's what's going on. They arrived like in a Hyundai. No offense to anybody who has a Hyundai. I really meant to say they drove up in a Kia.
Because it's okay to offend the Kia drivers.
Yes.
The Kia Optima is a very nice car, I'll have you know. Okay, let's quit teasing. What does Hasbro have in store for us?
Thunder! Da 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 da. Thunder!
I'm sorry, I don't know that song.
Is it the song that Jem sings? Because that's the other hot collectible that Hasbro has this year. She's truly outrageous.
Truly, truly outrageous.
You're selling Satan, Hasbro! Because we're going to talk in about 5 minutes about some f***ing exclusives. I'll believe myself, but I got to say that. I'll say that
yes,
a lot
you do.
On the show.
Why don't you say some Monday through Friday exclusives?
Here, I'll do it like this.
It doesn't make sense.
Monday through Friday. So that I'll cut that in.
Oh, that'll be great. You know, this year was looking like we weren't going to have huge boxes to carry around, but they're trying with this one. That's got to be at least 2.5-3 feet long. No jokes?
No.
If you were to stand this box up, the tacos would be vertical.
You just said vertical tacos.
Yeah, now I've got a very bad image in my head. And a new name for something. This is making me want tacos for dinner.
I may make that happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I could go down for some Taco Bell.
You just said go down on taco.
I said for some.
Go down on some vertical Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Not when I'm done editing, you didn't.
I'll have to be nice to you. Justin's really the ain't nobody got time for that lady.
That's funny because he said he was buying two of each of these and my text to him was ain't nobody got room for that. But I do think that at some point he either slung tacos or went undercover with tacos.
A vertical taco? Did he go undercover with a vertical taco? Because I know what that means.
But there are also stores showing up online.
Wow. Can I buy a Target?